Always love that song. Greetings, everybody. Florida's Tactical Fatty here, the one and only. This is Grid Down Origins show, where it is going to be a lovely backstory filled night. I am Florida's one and only Tactical Fatty, right here on the radio station with you guys. This show is brought to you by Bruce Buckshot Hemming over at snare-trap-revive.com, which is a good site for you guys to check out if you're into the snaring and trapping part of hunting and all that, and gathering your own food and whatnot, which I highly recommend, because, as you know, snares can be both lightweight, effective, and capable of saving your life in general. Even if it's just a squirrel a day is better than nothing at all. As well as the snares that he also has a lot of information and other useful literature and videos and books on how to use said snares there. It's a real great website, and it's something that's a very good asset to use. So hop on over there and go ahead and use it. But tonight I'm going to go ahead and get into the show with a simple and interesting kind of sentiment that I don't normally share with the world, but I myself am a favorable person when it comes to things. Where is it? Stop moving so much. This isn't there. See if I can't do this live on the air. Trying something new here, folks. If it messes with the show, I'll be back ASAP. But for those of you that don't know, Florida Statical Fatty is something I have been doing for probably a few years now. And it is something that I enjoy doing, and it is something that I look forward to doing every single day that I wake up. I do not see it as a job or a hobby or anything for that matter that would denote there it would hold in any part a form of discomfort or a form of discomfort or just general, like, it would hold any negativity. Mind you, there is some negativity to it. That's to be expected with anything And I guess it's not going to upload while I'm live on the air. Oh, well, I'll have to cut to it later. But Florida Tactical Fatty is something that I do on a day-to-day basis that I enjoy doing. Now, I'm going to paraphrase something or reread something that I posted up the other day, simply because I believe it has a very powerful meaning as to who I am and what I do. I myself will say this right now. Florida's Tactical Fatty, no matter what people think, I'm not talking about the marijuana. I'm not talking about, you know, a fat blunt rolled with your homies and all this stuff, because that seems to be what everybody thinks I'm talking about. When I say fatty, I mean a person that has a rotund figure and an excess amount of adipose tissue and is just plain fat. Now, that is who I am. I am a guy that is last weigh-in, had me clocked at 385 pounds, and that's probably the lowest I've ever gotten to in the past 2 years by my own work. And the post that I refer to, that I mentioned, is one that I posted, and I'm just going to go ahead and read it here because it is something that I think is important to understanding who I am and what I do and why I go through all of the stuff that I do every day. I mean, it says, "I will forever and always be Florida Tactical Fatty, but Florida's Tactical Fatty will not always be someone who will be fat. This is just how prepping your body and mind works. And my goal is showing people that no matter what problems you have, be them physical and debilitating issues such as the ones I have, or mental walls and fortresses that seem insurmountable, there is one factor that will always remain the same and is the ultimate solution to these problems. You have to break through these boundaries like a freaking force of nature and destroy every trace of them." But this, I mean, pardon my, in the original post that I did, I was a little bit more frank, but pardon my French, but that is how I feel. For those of you that do not like what I say, take a high howdy-do, flip the bird from me, because that is how, and again, that is how I feel. Take the high howdy-do, flip the bird with love and affection. Because always remember, no matter what it is, a fire, earthquake, hurricane, tornado, blizzard, flood, or man-made disaster, natural disaster, or everworldly godly rapture, the only thing any creature can or will ever do is run away or hide from it. So be that force of nature and be proud of it. For I'm not going anywhere, folks. Not even death can get me down, and I freaking mean that. You know, it may seem a little bit like, "Oh, you're old Friday, you're dead, you know, you're not alive anymore. How can death not get you down? I mean, if death gets me down, I'll be up in heaven. I'll be like, yeah, rocking it with Elvis and rocking it with everybody else that died." you know, all stuff like that. That's just exactly who I'm going to be. That's exactly where I'm going to go to. And let's see if this will upload. Here we go. We're getting somewhere. And being Florida's Tactical Fatty, I have some surprising sentiments with how the world should go and how I think the world would be better served if this mentality came about. And am I still going? Yes, I am. And it seems like it's not going to show up. But, oh well, moving on. Being who I am, a man that is overweight, likes to prep, and likes to survive and all that, I am forever and always going to be... Am I still here? What happened? Pardon the folks, we're having technical difficulties, and I think... Am I still going? Yeah, I'm still going. Okay. But given how things are playing out with my life and whatnot, me getting off of my fat ass and bucking up and do what I need to do, I am often reminded of the things that make me who I am. And the things that make me who I am, the people that make me who I am, how I was raised, who I turned out to be, and all kinds of stuff like that are forever going to be cemented into who I am. It doesn't matter if you're me, if you're Charlie Sheen winning. It doesn't matter if you're Bob frickin' Barker. Who you are is who you are, and there is not a single person in this world that is capable of changing that. And you always got to realize this. And me myself, I'm the kind of person that believes in natural selection. I'm the kind of person that believes if right now, right here, right now, I keel over and die from a heart attack. Wait, no. It's just gas. Never mind. If I keel over here and die of a heart attack, excuse me, so be it. You know, I'm not going to complain. I mean, if I do, there was nothing I could have done to stop it that I haven't already been doing. And you know, and everything else. I'm a person that believes that if I die, whenever I die, or however I die, that's just the way it's going to be. And that's what takes me to prepping. And there is a clip, a rather lengthy one, that I'm going to get to in a second. And I'm going to go ahead and play it. And now, mind you, I will say this. For those of you that are listening, this show is rated at PG-13. And mind you, the next audio clip that I'm about to play may not be suitable for some younger audiences. So, as always, viewer and parental discretion is advised. So, this is one of many aspects of how I feel, and there is a part to be played in all of this by this clip and where I'm getting at. So, with this, I present to you a speech from a cartoon or anime, as some people know it, and I do not agree with 100% of what this man says, but I do agree with a great majority of it. Now, mind you, for those of you who do not know, this clip comes from a show called Hellsing, and is particularly the Hellsing OVA, which is in which has things such as Nazis or vampires, etc., etc., etc. Mind you, I do not think that way. I will never think that way. But given what this man says in his speech, I think it is something that a lot of people need to hear and should hear and should embrace. So here we go.
My friend, it has often been said that I like war. My friends, I like war. No? Friends, I love war. I love holocausts. I love blitzkriegs. I love defensive lines. I love sieges, charges. I love mop-up operations and retreats. Wars across prairies, in streets, in trenches, in grassland, in frozen tundras, through deserts, on the sea, in the air. I love every act of war that can occur upon this earth. I love blasting the enemy to smithereens with artillery salvos that thunder across the lines of battle. My heart leaps with joy whenever a soldier is tossed high into the air and cut to pieces by well-placed sniper rounds. And there is nothing like a tank operator using a Tiger Achtacht to destroy enemy tanks. And the feeling that comes when a soldier runs screaming from his blazing tank, only to be mowed down by heavy machine gun fire, is such an exquisite feeling. Like when ranks of infantry brandish their bayonets, rushing into the enemy line. It moves me deep within my heart to watch a fresh recruit stabbing over and over into the bloated chest of a long-dead enemy. The sight of deserters being strung up from a street lamp is an irresistible pleasure. And there is nothing more arousing than the sounds made by prisoners of war dropping like flies, screaming in agony as they're mowed down by ear-piercing Schmeissers. When a band of pitiful resistance fighters makes their final stand with nothing but small arms, only to have their city smashed to atoms block by 4.8-ton bombshells, I am in ecstasy. I love it when my forces are ravaged by a Russian armored division. It's so sad to see towns and villages that were supposed to be defended at all costs being laid to waste, their women and children being raped and killed. I love to be squashed under the heel of the British and American war machine. The humiliation as my men crawl around like vermin, ducking the Yag bombers flying overhead. Gentlemen, all I ask for is war. War so grand as to make hell itself tremble. Gentlemen, I ask you as fellow brothers in arms, what is it that you really want? Do you wish for further war as I do? Do you wish for a merciless, bloody war? A war whose fury is built with iron and lightning and fire? Do you ask for war to sweep in like a tempest, leaving not even ravens to scavenge from this earth? What you shall have. We are a clenched fist, ready to strike down all who oppose us with our might. But after enduring over half a century wallowing in the darkness, for us, a simple, ordinary war will no longer be sufficient. We need a massive war! A war beyond any other that man's history has ever known! We are but a single battalion. The remnants of a defeated army numbering less than 1,000 strong. However, I believe that each of you old warriors is equal to 1,000 of their sickly soft children. We represent a force that could easily defeat an army of 1,000,001 men. It is time for them to awake, the ones who sent us screaming into oblivion and who now lie sleeping. Let's drag them out of bed by the hair and remind them of what we are. We will remind them of what it feels like to live in fear. We will remind them of the sound our jackboots make against their throats.
My favorite line coming up.
There are more things between heaven and hell than are dreamt of in their philosophy. Our kampfgruppe of 1,000 vampires is going to burn this world down to ash. Yes, my friends. Soon Europe's charred remains will illuminate the night sky. I have brought you all back just as I promised I would. Back to our favorite battlefield. Back to our beloved war! heading up the hill. Attention all soldiers of the Millennium Battalion. This is a message from your commander. Friend. Let's bring them hell.
Now, mind you, barring the obvious things such as rape of women and children and the Nazi belief in general and the fact of vampires and a few other details within that speech for things that I do not agree with, a vast majority of that speech I find myself able to agree with, as ridiculous, crazy, you know, sadistic or just masochistic manner you may thank me for agreeing with such a speech, minus the obvious immoral choices that are within there. The one thing that reigns so supremely with me with that speech is that, to put a situation for you, enduring half a century, 50 years of hiding and wallowing and just suffering, that man and his cohorts and his companions are going to fight with all of their might and destroy those who stand in their way. That is what we need to do. That is how I believe true patriots of America need to think. They need to stop this sissified, pussified belief that words and politics are going to solve a problem. It's not going to. If stuff like that had any chance of working, I truly believe it would have worked by now. I'm not saying there isn't a place for words. There's always a place, and you should always try to use words. And the common methods that are available to you, first and foremost, because they do work sometimes, but not a grand majority of the time. And they do work when enough people put the effort behind them. But if you look at standard poll results of people that haven't voted, then you know that if enough people don't get behind it, it's not going to have any weight to it. And to me, that is bull. That is complete BS. Now, I'm not going to go off on a tangent saying about how, you know, you need to vote and blah, 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 blah. This isn't a political show. This show is about surviving. And me being who I am, Florida's Tactical Fatty, the one and only, I have survived and endured. There are three dates in my life that hold grand significance for me. It's the first date is, and these dates defined in full part the person that I am today. You know, and they will forever be in my memory. I can give you the exact details, and I will, of where I was, what happened, and to kind of explain to you guys out there of who I am and what the hell I'm trying to do. Because survival is not something that is a game. In my eyes, it's not something that can be a hobby. It's something that you've got to dedicate your whole damn life to. You know, people are out there saying, oh, I want to go see a movie this week. I got to allocate this much money, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm sitting here thinking, my water stocks are running a little bit low. So I need to save some money to invest in a way to prevent evaporation from going on. That is an everyday thought lifestyle that I have, which you need to, as a true prepper, survivalist, in a sense, that is something you need to instill in yourself, that this is not a hobby. At least not to me, that you do when you feel like it. This is something that you do on a day-to-day basis. And I believe the events of a person's life can easily define a prepper, and it can easily make a person into a prepper. and into a survivalist in general. March 20th, 2000, let's see, that's 13 years ago, so it would be March 20th, 2002, 7:17 p.m., I got the news that my mother had committed suicide. I was 13 years old, and I learned that, no, that was 10 years ago, so it would have been 2000, I was 10 years old, or no, I was 13, yes, I was 13 years old, so it wouldn't have been 2002. It would have been 2005? Yes. 2004. Don't remember the exact year, because I try not to remember something like that. The point is that's the first time in my life I've ever known true grief. That's the first time in my life I've ever known true mental defeat. The first time in my life I ever felt alone. But I pulled through. I survived. I lived to continue on my life. Mind you, it wasn't a very happy life with circumstances and blah, 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 but I'm not going to bore you with my entire autobiography. But that was the first thing in my life that defined, in part, though I didn't know it at the time, that I am a prepper. I am someone who survives. The next date is August 22nd, 2009. 8:27 a.m. I woke up with a strange feeling in my chest. My heart was beating very erratically. It would be bum, 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 like it was dropping a fat beat or something. First time in my life I ever thought and felt and knew that I was going to die if I didn't get help immediately, and I got help. I went to the hospital, and they told me, yeah, by the way, you had a small heart attack, atrial fibrillation. You know, your heart, had you not come in 20 minutes, you would have died. Cause of that situation was a severe intake of Monster Energy drinks and a sheer lack of physical assertiveness, as I was a fat ass at the time, as I still am now. But we'll get to that point in a little bit. But the doctors were telling me, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, and all this stuff. And I sat for 3 days, 3 agonizing days in a hospital bed with all kinds of monitors hooked up to me. And even though I was fully capable of walking, fully capable of getting up and moving about safely and securely, I had to sit there in that room, in that bed, and I had to forcibly push myself to piss myself, to go to the bathroom in a diaper, to take a crap in a bedpan that they gave me, to basically cement myself in a mental and physical prison for 3 days. I don't know about you, but I can hardly stand sitting still for over an hour. I have to actually get out and do something. And so those 72 hours were a literal hell for me that I did not recover from easily. It took me a year and a half, 2 years to get over what happened to me then. I picked up smoking between then after that happened, because it was so ridiculously stressful. Yes, and I know what you're saying. You know, blah, 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 blah. If you just went into the hospital for heart issues, why are you smoking? I said I was strong and I'd survived. I didn't say I was smart. You know, moving on. And more to a more recent time, December 16th, 2014, 11:18 p.m. Went to the hospital. You know, stomach pains. You know, I thought I had gas trouble, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Had been suffering from it for 3 days ago. For four days. And come to find out, I had cholecystitis, which means, for those of you who do not know, my gallbladder became severely gangrenous and infectious within my system. It basically was a hunk of dead flesh that I had inside my body. And it was killing me. And I didn't know it at the time, but it was killing me slowly. And had I not gone to the hospital when I did, I wouldn't be here doing this show right now. Because, again, I got lucky, which is why I'll never win the lottery, because I've used all my luck up. I swear I'm a cat with 9 lives, and I've already used 4 of them now. We'll get to the fourth part of my little origins topic here in a minute. But the doctor sat me in a hospital bed again, shot me full of morphine and drugs and Dilaudid, just so I could get, you know, functioning and have a sense of self during all of it, because the pain that I suffered during that, it was not an easy pain to feel. Damn near systematically killed me because of my poor lifestyle choices, because I did not take care of myself. I never did. I couldn't. I didn't want to. I didn't feel like I should have. And now, mind you, most people are thinking about all I've done in the past, all the shows about me saying survival and whatnot. That was back before that happened to me. Back at a time when I thought that prepping and survival was just a hobby, was something that you did on a, you know, when you felt like it or you could spare the money. I didn't realize how much of a day-to-day thing it was. And the one thing that got its claws in me while I was in that hospital bed was the sheer amount of regret that I held sitting in that bed for 6 days. I thought the 3 days were bad, but the 6 days I spent in the hospital were not as bad, I'll admit, because they did actually let me get up and walk around. Actually, they couldn't stop me. I wouldn't let them. It's funny as hell to see a floor and nurses freaking out when they come into a room and their patient's missing out of their bed when he shouldn't. And he shouldn't have technically been able to even get up and walk. So, to their much of their surprise, after they gave me the stuff I requested because they knew it would work, long story short, I actually got up and I walked out of the room that I was in. I took a walk through the halls. I went to the foyer and actually just overlooked the hospital, and I sat there thinking. All the while, these nurses and orderlies are running around trying to figure out what the hell happened to this fat ass that was sitting in a bed. You know, where the hell did he go? What happened to him? So after all that was said and done, they got me into surgery, they got it out, and the only reason they didn't get it out sooner was because, and the reason I spent 6 days in the hospital, was because they were pumping me full of antibiotics. I had 2 or 3 bags of antibiotics going in me at once, just because of how bad the infection in my system was. It had spread to parts of my liver, parts of my lower lungs, parts of my kidneys. It was getting real bad. I was not long for this world. But again, I survived. Again, I lived on. Here I am. And here I will forever be, because I am a survivor. I am something that people should fear. Because after that incident in the hospital, I knew, and I realized from the second I walked out of that hospital, I needed to change my life, and I have. And that is the one thing I'm driving to people today, that I want to get out there. It doesn't matter what's happened to you in the past, unless it does matter. I know that kind of seems oxymoronic, and I've got doorbells going off in my head. And the one thing, and no, it's something else that's going on, not me going crazy, not yet at least. But with that, it doesn't matter unless it matters, because it should matter if it does. I know that makes no lick of sense whatsoever, but we're going to take a small second break. Don't forget again that this show is Grid Down with Florida's Tactical Fatty. We have this is my show that I do every other Saturday, alternating with Rambo and the Grid Down specials on Saturdays that we have. If you like this show, please go like us on Facebook at Grid Down Hunting Survival and Prepping Club on Facebook, as well as like me and my Facebook page, facebook.com/FLATACFAT, to stay up to date on all the videos and information and things that I do with the Florida Tactical Fatty Project, because I'm not going to stop anytime soon, and nor am I ever going to get, you know, I'm never going to give up. You're never going to, you know, never going to let me down. You're never going to turn around and hurt you, because, you know, a little bit of humor. But I'm not going to give up because I don't want to. I am alive. I am 23 years young. I have survived things and been through things that will make people go crazy because I am a survivor. I like to think that deep down, I am a person who is, as we spoke of on the last show with me, a sheepdog. I am the wolf that allies with the sheepdog. I am the wolf that will tear apart a wolf's throat. I am a god dang force of nature, and there ain't a freaking thing in this world that's going to stop me. Not even death himself can get me down because of how powerful I feel with the revelations and the realizations that I have come to learn in my life. So, with that, we're going to take a little bit of a song break. As always, this show is brought to you by Bruce Buckshot Hemming over at snare-trap-survive.com. Be sure to go give him a like and check out on his page and buy some handy snares and other useful information, because as I've always said, knowledge is weightless and you can never have enough. Thank you. doesn't matter who you are, where you are from, or what kind of person you are, as long as you're okay with that person. I know it may seem like I'm a little frantic and a little unorganized here, but it's kind of difficult to be with this point. This topic kind of came up at the last minute and left me severely organized, so I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. But one thing that I would like to drive home tonight, folks, is that every person is capable of surviving. It doesn't matter if you're me or someone else, or you're just some random Joe nobody on the side of the street. If you have the will in you to survive, even the slightest, everything else is relative. Everything else is relative to how much effort, time, energy you put into it, how much you research, how much you look up, what you know, what you don't know, and know what you know, and know what you don't know. That is always important. Knowledge is weightless. It doesn't care. I don't matter if you have a 180-pound rucksack on your back with three years of food, 6 months of water, 1,000 rounds of 5.56 ammo, and a mall Ninja AR-15 with all kinds of scopes, weavers, rails, and all that bullshit on it. I don't give a damn. Knowledge will forever be your greatest asset and the lightest thing you can absolutely carry, because what's lighter than zero? Nothing. Straight common mathematics, folks. And we're not talking about negatives, because this is a positive show with a positive, somewhat, message. So, got about 15 minutes or so left in the show, and I'm going to end it with one last little tidbit about me. The most important near-death experience I had in my life occurred on October 19th, 1991, at 7:28 p.m. The doctors had just performed a cesarean to pull me out of my mother, to find the umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck 3 times. That is the cause of a lot of the issues that I have, and probably a cause of the majority of them. But the point that I'm getting at with this final tidbit is that the doctors gave up on me. The doctors stopped. I was told that they stopped working on me. They gave up. But I did not. Just right after they stopped, I started crying. I started screaming to the world, like, here I am, mofos, and I am not going away. Now, mind you, at the time, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even know what existence was. I didn't even know I didn't even know what color the sky was at that time. But the will to survive remained. The will to survive will always remain in those willing to survive. Those willing to put forth the effort. Nothing from nothing is nothing, to speak the words of my father that he always seems to remind me of whenever he gets a chance. And again, origins. And I'm thankful for all the things that have happened to me. The near-death experiences, the losses, the gains, the general happenings in my life, I am thankful for every single one of them. And I will forever be thankful for what has happened, will happen, and has yet to happen, to speak in a weird, mystical sense. Because being who I am, Florida's Tactical Fatty, is something I also enjoy, but it also has so many other motives behind it. I have a goal and a will for that goal. I should have called this show Will. Willing to do it. Willing to survive. Will of a human being is insurmountable. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're some weak will, someone who thinks they're a weak-willed sissy who just, sits there and doesn't want to do anything. The other day, 2 days ago, Thursday, I got off my fat ass, weighing 385 pounds and proceeded to walk 3.34 miles to go to the store and get some boiled peanuts. I didn't have to. I could have gotten in my car and drove 5 minutes and gotten there. I could have hitched a ride and gotten there in 20 minutes. But I chose to walk. I chose to take the initiative. I willed my ass out of my chair onto the road, walking to the store. Because I freaking wanted to. Just as you and him and her and everybody listening has to want to survive. I don't give a damn. I'm like Teddy Roosevelt. I don't give a damn what this world has in store for me, because I know my will is unbreakable. Because above being anything else, I am a human being. The fact that I'm American makes it all the better. And I have the willpower to survive anything I set my mind to. I have the willpower to do whatever the hell I want to by putting my mind to it. Just the same as you have the willpower to work and save up money for that AR-15. You have the willpower to dig a hole in your backyard to make a garden or make a latrine or a natural water catch. I have the will, the want, the capability, and I am proud and happy to grab that by the balls and take it and use it for everything that it's worth. I don't care if you're 400, 600, 8, 1,200 pounds, 1,200 pounds. If you have a will to survive, you'll get out there and you will survive. Not to incite some sort of 80s, 70s, 80s song, but you will survive. You will survive. No matter how hard it is to find whatever, I know you will survive, just as I will. Just as humanity will. We survived an ice age. We survived in a world where everything was set out to kill us 50-some, 40,000 years ago. You know? We survived plagues, the Dark Ages, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Gulf War, you know, the Iraqi War, everything that has happened to the human race, we have survived. Because it is our will to survive that has made us who we are. And is my will, my own will, the will of Florida's Tactical Fatty to make this show, to do what I'm doing, get out and exercise every day, eat right, lose the weight, become the person I know I'm meant to be, that cements it as not a possibility, not a could happen or may happen, cement it as sure as shit it's going to happen. And if you take that information and you take that will with you and you use it and make it your own, the sky's the limit. The sky and beyond is the limit. You know, I don't care. Survival of the fittest is survival for those willing. Survival for those able to embrace the will to survive. I sound like a broken record, but damn it if it doesn't mean that it's going to stay in your heads. Always and forever, remember that above being a hobby or something like that, or whatever, if you have the will to do anything, not just survival, not just prepping, if you have the will to change the world as I seek to, and you follow it through, give it time, a whole shit ton of effort, and it'll happen. I'm glad that you guys could join me here tonight for this hour-long, crazy, crazy rant about origins, how they define us, and how they don't define us by our sheer will. Always remember that, folks. It doesn't matter how you may think about yourself, how you may do this. Everybody, when they are created by whatever they are created by, is given the same amount of will. and it's up to you to utilize 100% of it. And it is then and only then will you truly accomplish the goals that you seek to accomplish, to become the person you choose to accomplish. So I call out to you, my fellow downers and my fellow fatties, my fellow tactical people that are thinking like-minded, utilize 100% of this will and take the will from others and combine in conjunction to form 110, 120% the capacity of the will that you have and get it done, whatever it may be. Things are about to blow up here for me, Florida's Tactical Fatty. Got a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline, and I hope you can stay tuned to it with me. This isn't an experience I do just for myself. I do it to help people as well. Thank you for joining me. As always, this show is brought to you by Bruce Buckshot Hemming over at snare-trap-revive.com. Go give a like to our Grid Down Facebook page on Facebook, facebook.com/, I think it's Grid Down Survival Hunting and Prepping Club. And always and forever remember my page, facebook.com/FLATACFAT, as well as my Twitter, which is the same, to stay up to date on all things FAT, FAT and Tactical, my own little acronym. So as always, folks, remember your eyes and ears before you rock and roll. This is Florida's one and only Tactical Fatty, signing off.